Good morning. Happy New Year. I am so glad to see you, because this being January 1st, the New Year's Day, I didn't know if it was just going to be me and church staff that would be at church today, but it's good to see you. How many of you stayed up till midnight last night? Oh my, that's why you're coming to the late service, huh? Because the early service folks, none of them had stayed up until midnight. But thank you for making the special effort to be here on New Year's Day, because what better way to start a new year than to center ourselves in God? Now, as Pastor Bambi already mentioned to you, we're doing something unusual today. We're in the holiday mode. Recently, once every 3 months or so, when we hit a holiday weekend, we do what we call interactive worship. Now, that means instead of me preaching a long sermon, we're going to have several interactive teaching segments today. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, darn. The whole reason I came here today, Jeff, was so I could hear you do a long sermon. If that's your attitude, come back next Sunday. Do you realize this will be 3 Sundays in a row that I've not preached? Do you know how many times that's happened in 25 years? Zero. So come on out next Sunday. I've got lots that I've been storing up. And we'll continue in this new sermon series next Sunday in the traditional worship format. But we do these interactive segments for several reasons. One, it's good to just change things up now and then. Two, some people learn better interactively than auditory listening. Three, it's nice to have the kids with us for an extended time from time to time. And it's good for them too, right, to get more accustomed to adult worship. But most important of all, number four, it is a chance for us to interact. It's a chance for us as a church family to cross paths with some folks that we might not normally cross paths with. So there'll be a couple points in today's service when we invite you to group with some people around you and have a brief conversation. If that freaks you out a little bit, don't feel like you have to, or you can just sit and listen. But it's a great way for us to build some bonds and talk to some folks that we wouldn't normally talk to. So you heard Duty Van Arsdale share the scripture reading for today. Look again at the two key verses that are going to be our focus for today. Philippians 4 and verse 12. Paul says, "Not that I've already obtained this or have already reached the goal." The goals that he believes God has for him in his life. "I've not reached them yet," Paul says. "But I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own." So here's the Apostle Paul, a spiritual leader who has a lot of spiritual maturity, who's nevertheless saying, "I still have a lot of work to do in my life. I'm still a long way from God's goals for my life. I am still a work in progress." Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife, once when she was driving on a highway with a friend, they came to a construction zone. And, of course, at the start of the construction zone, there was a sign saying, "Under construction." She chuckled a little and told her friend, "I should wear that sign around me as I go about my life from day to day." When they came to the end of the construction zone, there was another sign that said, "End of construction. Thank you for your patience." Ruth said to her friend, "Put that on my tombstone when I die. End of construction. Thank you for your patience." We all could benefit from that perspective on life. You, me, we are a work in progress. So, what does that mean as we turn the new year? Next verse, verse 13. "Beloved, this one thing I do," Paul says, as he's growing and becoming what God wants him to be. "This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." So that's what we're going to talk about today. What does it mean to let go of what lies behind? And what does it mean to stretch for what God has for us in the here and now and our future. We're going to start off with a couple teaching segments on letting go. I could sure use some kids to help me. Are there any kids that would like to come forward and help me for just a second? Anybody want to? If not, I'll draft some adults. You want to come?
Come on up.
Come on up. Sean is showing a lot of New Year's enthusiasm. Woo! Over here. Come with me, Sean. All right. Right over here, folks. Come over here. It's good to see your bright, shiny, smiling faces. Sort of smiling faces today. Tell everybody your name, okay? What's your...
Elijah. Eden. Evelyn.
Sean. Cyrus.
Okay. Do you see what I got here? I've got a blanket. I've got a chair. I've got some building blocks. I've got a big old pot. Whoa. And I've got a case of bottled water. Which one of you think you are strong enough to pull this blanket over to there? Okay. All of you. How about I'm going to pick two of you. All right? Okay. How about you and you? Well, you take one edge. Come over here. Come over to this front over here. It would be interesting. Okay. Now, the rest of you, come with me over here. Come. All right. See if you can pull that over to where we are. On the count of three. Oh, well, there you go. One, two, three, go. Oh, oh. A little more. Woo. All right. That's good. Stop there. Give them a big hand. Good job. Now, this is what some people are going to do in their life this year. In other words, there are things that happen in our past, good and bad, right? Maybe you got some bad things in your past. Maybe in school this year, you know, like something bad happened. You don't even go to school. I'll bet you do. No? No, he doesn't?
Yeah.
He must be so smart he doesn't. Oh, you're homeschooled. Good for you. So you're in school, right? You're learning. Yeah.
Mom, we're stopped homeschooled and we don't go to school as well and we don't.
and your parents are thinking, please pull the mic away from that child, right?
Now we're in homeschool.
Yes, you are. That's good to know. Okay, now I'm confused. But anyway, this represents all of the stuff we're dragging around with us, right? Are you going to keep dragging it around for another year, or will you let go? And it's not just bad stuff. It's good stuff. Maybe there was a season in your life that was kind of like a golden age, and you might find yourself thinking, I wish I could go back there. Well, treasure the memory. But God's got something for us now. So be thinking about this question. What is it that God is calling you to let go of in your life today? What is it that you need to let go of in your life as you move into the new year? All right? Well, that's why we're here. You think about it, all right? You can go back to your seats now, and Pastor David is going to carry it forward.
Man, this is heavy. So what do you have to let go of? Do you have your backpack weighing you down just like I do? Who has a backpack? Nobody does. Okay, everybody does. Well, what kinds of things weigh us down? Resentment. Always being right. Now, I'm allowed that, but nobody else is. But you know what happens when we're always right? We get frustrated with everybody else, And you want to know something? And we're probably not even right half the time either. Finances. You know, finances can weigh us down. Employment can, even if we just don't like our job, can weigh us down. Our flaws, our mistakes. You know, we think we're failures. What other people think of me. That's a big one for me. Attitudes. What other people's attitudes. You know, what other people do. And we misunderstand it a lot. We have that resentment. I guess I said it twice. Anger. Letting go of anger. And on and on. So fill in your own blank there. Got a little dizzy there. Happens occasionally. So today, Paul talked about, in today's scripture, about letting go of that past. And a lot of us have things that we could let go of. And sometimes we think of that big thing. And sometimes it's better to start off with just a little thing. And so what I want people to do is, I want you to get into smaller groups, you know, a couple of groups here, three there. Get into groups and talk about what is it that you need to let go of, you know, right now in your life for this new year, 2023. So go ahead, get in your groups. If you're uncomfortable, you can sit there and you can think about what that is. And for those of you online, you can sit there in, you know, dwelling with God. If you're with somebody, you can talk about what it is that you need to let go of. You know, what is that? You can also call a friend or text with a friend. Sit there and write down things for yourself. What is it that I need to let go of? And like I said before, one of mine is letting go of what people think of me. And so take some time to think about that at home as well. I hope you're at home or taking some of that time. They're talking about that in groups here in the sanctuary. For those of you at home, if you're sitting by yourself, you can call a friend or step down here, and I'm going to join a group to see where they are. Does somebody want to share, you know, with the audience out there, something they want to let go of? I guess that's okay. That's okay. I've already shared one of mine. I really need to go with what, you know, what people think of me. You know, I think I'm like Rose Nyland on the Golden Girls. You know how she always wanted everybody to like her, and when that one guy in the office didn't, she did everything she could, and then at the end of the show, he's like, well, if you really want a good friend, and what do friends do? They do what they want and ask. And he said, don't ever see me again. And then she goes, bye, buddy. And she got on the elevator. Maybe I need to remember that. So why don't we wrap up? Everybody wrap up. You know, and stay where you're seated, because there will be another group exercise to talk about, to talk with. So it'll be easier to do that. So I hope that exercise provided at least a little bit of background for each other. You can encourage each other. You kind of know what people are wanting to leave behind. You know, we all have varying degrees of what that is and what that means. You know, the story of the woman at the well. You know, a lot of us probably know that story. But it's not that story that I think is important. Now, it is important because, remember, she was trying to, you know, go get water at the well, and Jesus wanted to give her water gushing up to everlasting life. Jesus wanted her to have life. And then Jesus goes on to tell her what was holding her back. All those husbands, five husbands, you know, I'm sure, you know, she may have been the Elizabeth Taylor, you know, of Old Testament. I don't know. Or New Testament. I don't know. Maybe she was. But it's the scripture that follows that is what's key here. And let's look at that scripture passage. In John 4, 27 to 30, just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, what do you want, or why are you speaking with her? Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he? They left the city and were on their way to him. And so she got that living water. She got that life from Jesus. And then she laid her water bottle at Jesus' feet. So take your water bottle and lay it at Jesus' feet. And so, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, leaving it at Jesus' feet, yes, but it also means praying about it. And that doesn't mean pray about it once and then walk away. We know how that goes. Continuously pray about that. I mean, pray about it every day this year. That's going to be the way that it's going to help you to let it go. Pray about it. But you know what else? We have to work with God. Sometimes we'll pray something, and then we'll do everything in our power against it. I think you know what I mean. You know, God, I need to lose 50 pounds. I just ate 5 pounds of chocolate. Ain't going to happen. So think about it. Think about it. Work with God. Work with God. You know, what does it mean to put down your water jar? What does that mean for you? Let's look at that next slide. In Psalm 46:10, this is, we all know this, I'm sure. Be still and know that I am God. Well, of course, this reemphasizes prayer. That prayer, take it to God, pray about it, not just once, but continuously. Make it a prayer when you get up in the morning. But be still means to stop striving, stop fighting, and relax. But it doesn't mean to work against God either. And it also means to put your hands down. You know, when you put your hands down, you relax. Just let God. And so pray, work with God. And the last slide here. One of the big things too is you have to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for what it is that's holding you back. You know, if it's feelings you're having, you know, God, forgive me for thinking that people think bad of me, because that's probably not true. A lot of it's going to be my own imagination taken off. Forgive others. Like if something happened that you can't let go of, somebody did something, holding on to that isn't helping you. It's weighing down your backpack, not theirs. Let go. Forgive them, or ask for forgiveness if that's necessary. And remember, God forgives. Take it to prayer. Ask God for forgiveness in Jesus' name. So, letting go. How do we do that? Pray about it. Work with God. And forgive. Say that with me. Pray about it. Work with God. And forgiveness. Take this with you today. Let go. You can only take one step. Don't try to say, I'm going to let go of 20 things. Can't be done. Think of that one thing. And just work on that. In Jesus' name, amen.
To say it. Okay, since everybody else has said Happy New Year, I'm not going to say Happy New Year. I will say, as we move forward into 2023, there are people who aren't going to be able to do that. And they're called the Ohio State Buckeyes. I just had to say that. Too soon? Okay. Before I get started, I do want to let you know about a few things. Next week, I'm really excited about our new kids and youth programs. They start next week. The youth will meet at 10:30, 10:30 to 11, like just a little bit of time right there between the two services. Kids will meet at 9:15 and 11 as they always do. But it's a great new theme, a great new setup coming in kids ministry. So you do not want to miss that. If you know kids, have kids, teenagers, send them all. And I'm telling you, if I have teenagers upstairs, I'll have food. So, and there's also food here. So be sure you do that. Also, it's January, right? It is time, believe it or not, in the next month or so, we'll be putting together a group to begin working on pride for this summer. So if you are interested in being part of that group, we don't have any specifics yet, but if you just think it'd be something you'd like, you can fill out the form and stick it in the box, okay? All right, so now, as we look at how do we leave stuff behind and move forward, there really is no other obvious answer than goldfish. Amen. Right? You all got goldfish when you came in. You can open them. Don't eat them yet. But you can open your goldfish. Now, here is how this is going to play out. Find you a person or two. You're going to need a little spread out a little bit. And you're going to throw the goldfish into their mouth. Not put it, not place it, but throw it into their mouth. And then they're going to throw the goldfish or their goldfish into your mouth. And see how many you can catch. Okay? Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Jeff gave me permission. I'll have to clean later, but he gave me permission. If you were at home watching, you can use Hershey's Kiss or Oreos, whatever you want.
Oreos.
No, you can use big Oreos, whatever you want. Whatever. Yeah, go. Across the room works too. It's fine. If you're at home, tell us how it's going. If you're watching on Facebook, leave a comment in the comments. They are having a lot of fun here, making a huge mess. How y'all doing out there? We established I'm not very good at this game. Okay, so was that easy fun?
Yes.
Was it hard?
It was easier last service.
It was easier last service. They have bigger mounds in the 9:15 service, apparently. Oh, sorry. I said that out loud. Here's the thing with the goldfish. Sometimes you had to probably stretch, right, to catch it. Just like Paul says, as we move forward, we have to stretch. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's messy, and you make a mess. But for us to move forward, we have to stretch. And for us to stretch, we have to set goals. We don't have to call them that. But see, our lives are short. We don't want to waste our lives like we just did all the goldfish. We don't want to waste our lives. So we want to be specific and intentional in how we move forward, not just for us. It's good for us. But the kingdom of God depends on how we move forward. Y'all, the work we do in the kingdom matters. So because that matters, the work we do for us matters. And so we do that by stretching ourselves and by setting goals and by being intentional. So I'm going to have Pastor Robert come up and be probably way more spiritual and tell you how to do that.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. That unsmooth transition. Bandy will be mad. Bambi will be mad at us on Tuesday. All right. Tandy, bring the chaos and the goldfish all over Jeff's new carpet. Well, no, it's not new at all, is it? Bring that up in the next meeting. The old carpet has goldfish in it. I want to talk to you today about resolutions. And I know that many of us, raise your hand if you made any new year. I know we're in the first few hours of the new year, but has anybody made resolutions? I see Thomas, Jeff, a few hands up here and there. Now, my conversation to you today is that many of us make resolutions throughout the time of the year, but I want to suggest to you that there's a difference between aspirational lists and real resolutions. Like, we all make lists, right? I know in my house, we make grocery lists and we make errand lists and we make lists of things that we got to get done around the house, but those end up living in the junk drawer and they never get any further than that, right? So we say we want to pick up some mangoes today. However, you made a list of picking up mangoes. No, I'm the only one. And then I'd like to be skinny by summer. Anybody made that? Going on a cruise, got to be skinny by the time we go on a cruise. I hope to have $10,000 in the bank by the end of the year. Anybody made that? Yeah, see, they're just random ideas. And where's the teeth? Where's the real meat and potatoes behind that? Studies suggest that of those who make New Year's resolutions after 1 week, one solid week, January 7th, 75% of only 75% of those people will still be on that resolution. After 2 weeks, that number drops to 71%. After 1 month, that number drops to 64%. And any guesses on how many people are still keeping their resolutions at the 6 month mark? Any guesses? 16. I like that. What is that? 10%. You people are mean in this. This is a rough room right here. 46% of people are still keeping their resolutions after 6 months. I know. Who are those? 46%. Less than half. Not amazing, but okay. I think those numbers are generous. A little liberal. Some studies go as far as to say that 91% of us will not meet our New Year's goals. That is pretty, pretty sad. Good news for the gym membership industry, bad news for the rest of us. So what is the problem? Why do so many of us start out a new year with great intentions and seemingly run out of gas before Memorial Day? I think it comes down to three seemingly simple ideas that we seem to overlook when we're making lists. The first idea is if we're going to have even the faintest of chance to stick to any of our resolutions, we must commit to changing our behavior. This is the hardest part. We can't say we want to eat healthy if we're filling up the shopping cart with Cheetos and chocolate chips. Just me? Okay. Note to self, no Cheetos, no chocolate chips. We can't say we want to manage our money better if we keep adding things to our Amazon cart and pushing the buy now button. Anybody? Thank you. Me and Randy keeping Amazon in business. And we can't talk about getting in better condition if we keep pushing our workouts to tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And before you know it, tomorrow never comes. Real change requires a change in our minds and our attitude. Webster defines the word resolution as being marked by a firm determination. A firm determination to do something or to not do something. We read in Romans, the 12th chapter in the second verse, "Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is." If we're going to be different from the 91% that fail, we must first decide to turn away from distractions and temptations of the world and turn to God's will for our life. God wants us to be happy and fulfilled and vibrantly alive. Maybe God doesn't care if you're 10 pounds heavier or 10 pounds lighter, but God certainly cares if we are living our best life possible. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says that a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. How many of us are dealing with crushed spirits today? You don't have to raise your hand. How many of us are dealing with crushed spirits? But Proverbs 17 reminds us that we serve a God that is all about fresh starts, new beginnings, and second chances. How many of us are glad we serve a God of second chances? So this morning we wake brand new mercies this morning. Another chance to get it right. Another year to turn things around and maybe start anew. When you have time, I want you to look at Colossians. Colossians, the third chapter, verse 9 through 17, which reads in part, put off the old self. Look at your neighbor and say, put off the old self. I'm putting off the old self. I'm putting on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, and patience. Bearing with one another, as the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive. Above all, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God through him. As believers in Christ, we have a new and better life ready for us. We can lay the past aside and give ourselves over to the life that God has planned for us. A life of goodness, righteousness, peace, and patience. Change in our lives is possible, but it requires a change in our attitude and our mindset. Not simple lists, but a change in focus from us to God. The second idea I want to share with you all today is we need to have accountability partners. We need to tell it. It's okay to fail if we make a promise. You know, we're going to say we're going to do something and we're not going to tell anybody. That way, if we fail, nobody has to know. That's not a great way to hold yourself accountable if you're really trying to have change in your life. We need to have someone that can come alongside us and hold us accountable and remind us of that thing that we said we were going to do on January 1st, 2023. So in that spirit, I'm going to ask you all once again to move into small groups. You don't have to move from where you are. And if you're at home, talk to the person sitting next to you. I know you might not like that person, but talk to that person. We're going to talk about our resolutions with one another in small groups. Fortunately for you, Walmart already put out their Valentine's Day stuff, and me and husband took advantage of that. Open this for me, please. So just find somebody, and we're going to talk about our resolutions together. Are you having trouble? Jeff, help her. Small groups. You can keep the pads. You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day. They were only $2. All right. Anybody need a pad for writing your resolutions? Anybody want to write their resolutions? Talk amongst yourselves. Anybody want a pad to write some resolutions? Anybody need a pad? No. I'm gonna save these. Okay, Randy? Okay. All right, while we're doing that, I'm gonna ask some people some questions. For those of you that are at home, we're gonna be talking about what an accountability partner looks like. What kind of qualities do we expect in an accountability partner? Your own personal resolutions. You can talk in a group. Thank you. Deacon Randy, have you ever been anybody's accountability partner before?
No, I have
Am I good? Oh, I'm good. Okay, as we start to come back together, we've shared our resolutions with one another, and we're coming back to the big room, to the big group. Which reminds me of workshops I've been in where you have breakout sessions, and now we're all going to come back to the main session. All right. Everybody, I want to remind you that on your Sunday headlines, for those of us in the sanctuary, there's a form on the back, and you can fill that form out and leave your goals and resolutions for 2023 in the basket out on the welcome stand area. And for 21 days, someone on the pastoral staff will support you, pray with you, check in on you, and try to, you know, help you to stay on task, to stay on focus. If you are joining us online, you may go to the links, click the links button that's in, it should be in the comment section. And on that links page, there is a form that you can fill out that says 2023 goals. You can fill out that form and submit your resolutions and goals that way. And for 21 days at least, someone on the pastoral staff will be praying for you, checking in with you, and trying to help you stay on focus. So remember that. But for those of us who are here, the form is on the back. Now, if you've written your resolutions down on the little tablet that I just handed you, I invite you to hold those in the air if you have them available. Your resolutions, your goals, thank you, Sheila, your plans. We're gonna lift those to God right now. We're going to just close our eyes and we're going to pray and we're going to say, God, we ask you to bless our goals and our plans for 2023. Help us to stay focused. Help us to live our best life for you. And God, we ask that you would show us your will for our life for this coming year. What is it that you have for us, God? Help us to stay close to you, knowing that you will partner with us, that you will be accountable with us, that you will hold us close to you and help us to achieve not only our goals, but what your goals for us are well, and as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen. Thank you for that. I just want to leave you with one more idea, and that is if you have these lofty plans and the lofty goals, just remember that it is better for us to break those down into manageable pieces. If we just say, I want to lose 100 pounds in a year, we're not going to reach it. But if we say, I want to lose 5 pounds, Randy knows, we just want to lose 5 pounds this week. I just want to do better this week. Then we can maybe reach our goals a little better than just to have a long, open goal to have something more specific. We know that Proverbs 17 tells us that a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So God, we ask that you would direct our steps today, order our steps, and keep us in line with what your will is for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.